go back to our discussions on A&E, because starting this month, if you want to go to A&E, you've got to make an appointment by phoning NHS 111. I mean, obviously you could still turn up if it's an absolute emergency, but you then may have to wait longer behind people who have phoned up and made an appointment. Now, this came into effect on, I believe, the 1st of December. But I mean, I hadn't heard about this. Did you know it was happening? 0800 111 40 41. Did you know you had to make an appointment at A&E now? Well, Peter Blackman is the chair of the Southwark and Ferrers Health and Social Care Group. Peter, was there much publicity of this?
Good morning, Mr. Monk. Nice to see you. How are you, the devil? Anyway, yes, I did know about it, but I did actually ask a question at the Mid-Essex CCG board meeting last week about this, because I absolutely agree with you. It has not been well published. They've got a programme board, and they didn't include anyone from the patients and public on it. And I thought that wasn't a terribly good move. It is a good thing. We all know that too many people turn up to A&E who possibly could go out somewhere else, which would be better. The idea is that if you've got a potentially broken thumb, like what I have at the moment, you ring up 111 and get an appointment, and say you get to A&E and you won't have to wait too long in minors, unless there are lots of majors at the time. So if you've got a card, if you're having a heart attack or a stroke or anything like that, you should still be ringing 999 and getting the ambulance to come along with paramedics who will look after you best on your travel to there, and you will be whisked into majors and resus and dealt with appropriately. If you just turn up at A&E at the moment, then you may have to wait longer if you haven't made an appointment through 111. In the first place.
So do you think, you said it's a good thing, so it will basically stop. It's easy to say, oh, there are people who are time wasters going to A&E, but let's face it, nobody goes to...
quite like that. What I'd say is that 20% of people who go to A&E or were going to A&E before COVID, etc., would have been better going somewhere else.
Right, yeah. We go to A&E because we're scared, don't we? Very often, because we're scared.
Possibly because we're for other reasons, but anyway.
All right, we won't get into that one. But
people who just don't want to wait and don't want to go to their GPs or go elsewhere or go and see their pharmacist or people like that who will be able to help them a lot quicker.
So this is all about really getting the A&E numbers to a more manageable level and prioritising those people who really do need A&E, which is what it was intended to do from the start.
Yes, it is what it says, emergency and accident. So emergency is 999, get whisked in on the ambulance, etc. Accident is, oh dear, I might have broken my thumb or my leg or I've fallen over or something like that, which isn't an immediate life-threatening emergency. If I've got a cough, a cold, a broken toenail, I'm being a bit facetious here, but, if I've got something relatively minor, I can walk into my pharmacist and they'll help me immediately. If it's not an immediate emergency, then getting an appointment with your doctor. I mean, if I rang up my doctor at 8 o'clock this morning, I could have had an appointment this morning. If I couldn't fit in then, I can ring after 1 o'clock and I will get an appointment today with, a telephone triage appointment with my practice nurse, and then they'll decide whether or not they need to see me. And if they do, they'll see me either today or tomorrow.
All right, Peter, thank you very much indeed. So thumbs up from Peter Blackman, chair of the Southwark and Ferrers Health and Social Care Group. Is this a thumbs up from you as well? Do you think this is actually quite a good idea?